You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I hope you're all doing really well. We'll go straight into the three-card pull that I have for you today. Please remember, it's a collective reading, so take a moment to see if you gravitate to card one, card two, or card three. And you'll need to, the information that I give you, you'll need to, like, place it in your life where it feels relevant to you. So just focus on the message and see where it needs to go. Sometimes spirit can give us messages, and it can be for somebody that we know. If you feel that applies to somebody that you know, please pass the message on. If not, you know, hang on to the message. It could be relevant for you in the near future. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this one here. And what's written on here, it's a phoenix feather. And the message here is the power of transformation lies within. When I look at this card, I feel very strongly that some of you may need to practice acceptance, right? Accepting situations that you can't change, letting go, surrendering, finding some inner peace. You know, there could be some of you might need forgiveness, or you may need to give forgiveness to somebody. I'm also feeling that if some of you are feeling a little bit off, you may be getting, I'm getting like a bit of an evil eye, jealousy kind of thing around you. Oddly enough, I've chosen to wear an evil eye today. But I feel like you can either say some prayers over yourself, or do some sage or smudging around yourself, your home, whatever your belief system is, just go with that. It's just about clearing anything that maybe isn't serving you right now, okay? Things are happening for you now, and it's to make sure that doors are opening for you that you haven't seen before, you know, that maybe you haven't noticed that you have other options for yourself, okay? If you've been drawn to card two, it is this card here, which is heart. And what's written on here is listen to your heart. It always knows. With this card, I feel like there is moving on. Some of you will be moving on from a relationship, or it could be an intimate relationship. It can be friendship, family, whatever. And if you're needing to move on in that way, then you need to practice some self-care for yourself, all right? And it'll be a time to just nourish yourself and restore yourself and your well-being, all right? If it is moving on into a relationship, I feel like you've got to foster some more like emotional intimacy and work on connections and being a little bit more vulnerable. But you know, this is coming for you because it's time to just take a sort of like a wider look at your situation and kind of go outside the box a little bit and move forward in a different way than you have before. All right, if you've picked card three, it's this one here, and it's step forward. What's written here is each small step takes you towards greatness. I feel like this will connect with a lot of people on a spiritual level. I keep seeing rising, all right? However, there are some of you that may need a spiritual counselor or a priest to move ahead, to let go. I feel like there is transition here. So letting go of things. And also I'm getting like releasing limited beliefs, things that are keeping you, you know, boxed in. It's time to kind of like really find your divine purpose. And I do feel like a lot of you need to start moving at a pace where you have peace in your life. So whatever spiritual transition you need to do at this moment to move forward and get to the place where you need to be in your life and also spiritually in your life. So it's physical and spiritual, one assisting the other. I feel like they're going hand in hand at this moment. Okay, I have my call. I've got Michelle on the line. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I feel blessed.
Oh, hi. I've got two names here. Is it Tammy or Michelle?
It's Michelle.
Okay, beautiful. All right. All right, Michelle, how can I help you here today?
Well, I'd love to find out about love. Me and my ex of 13 years are trying to get back together as of January. And I just wonder what you see with that. He actually took off to Atlanta, Georgia to spend time with his buddies. And so I'm just wondering, you know, what you see with that, you know.
Okay, no worries. All right, let me just have a look and see what spirit give me.
Okay.
Look, Michelle, I do feel in the past you have like struggled with this decision, with this relationship. I do feel that there are times where you have felt like somewhat defeated, where you have wanted to like walk away, but I feel also that you were hanging on, all right, and not wanting to let go. You know, when we get possessive about something, you know, in that way, but the decision was very difficult for you. And in the past with that relationship, you did hit like a stalemate and you were in denial. And I feel both of you actually, not just you, were in denial about where the relationship was and how the relationship was at the time. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, at the present, Spirit are saying you really need to do a lot of soul searching with this, okay? Because I don't feel like he has changed. Him going away and being with his buddies, that's fantastic. If he needed that, that's great. But I don't feel like him as a person has changed. So all the things that didn't make the relationship work, you have to create some boundaries now and be like, okay, if we're going to try again, this didn't work in the past, this didn't work in the past. And not just sort of like be pointing the finger at him, it's also listening to what he feels didn't work for him as well. And he may have some boundaries as well. However, I'm reading for you today. And if what he wants does not suit you, you have to reevaluate again, all right? I do feel like you feel like a bit boxed in, like you won't meet anybody else and you won't, you know, have that opportunity again. But, you know, Spirit is saying there needs to be a balance here. You know, I always say to people in readings, you know, like pick your deal breakers, pick the things that, you know, if they keep doing this, I can't live this way. None of us are perfect and we have to sort of like bend a little bit, all right? And, but take break has been good, good for him, I feel. But you and him, you both need to look at things in a new perspective, all right, moving forward, because the old perspective is just not working, Spirit is saying. And worrying about things that you can't change is not going to help here either, all right? It changes nothing. Okay. And I do see in the past that you were very anxious and that you were worried about a lot of things, you know, and maybe couldn't sleep and, you know, stuff like that, that kind of like anxiety at moments. But, you know, you have to learn about yourself. There needs to be teamwork here with him if you want to move on with this relationship. They're also saying don't look back. If you're going to move forward, all right? Don't look back okay. and don't bring things up from the past if things have been resolved, all right? Sometimes in arguments, disagreements, we can bring up stuff. Spirit is saying don't do that, otherwise this is not going to work, okay? They're saying you need to make your decision and take action, all right? You know how you feel about this. Tune into your intuition. They're telling me in the past you haven't tuned into your intuition and you need to start doing this. You know, you can make what you want out of your personal life like happen, but everything needs to start again. The mind control, any addictions, mental health issues, stuff like that, that have been in the relationship are still going to be there. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, he was an addict, and you're right. I don't think he's changed, you know. I think he has. No. He's never had freedom before, you know, and now he's. But it's almost like he's rubbing it in, you know, the people that he did drugs with, he's going to spend time with, you know, and he's like putting his friends before me.
Yeah. And that's, and he's not going to change. Okay. So, you know, I don't feel like you are not worthy of finding somebody else. Okay. It's a very difficult thing for us to think about when we really want somebody and we really want those changes. But I just don't feel like he's going to change. And I don't feel he wants to, regardless of the addiction, we would think anyone would want to, but I just don't feel like he does. I feel like he's happy like that, certainly at this stage of his relationship, Michelle. You know, Spirit are saying it's kind of like they're showing me the Queen of Cups in my third eye, and they're saying to me, it's a time now for you to be like that. He's doing what he wants, and it's time for you to kind of like love yourself and, you know, look at what and healing and tune into your intuition and heal yourself. I do see in the future you being happy, but I feel like you've got to start again. It's a new beginning for you, and the success will lie in your life if you choose that path for yourself. All right. Michelle, I do also have a spirit here. I want to see if you know he's a male. Are you happy to receive a message if you know who this spirit is?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay. He's a male. He's showing me he's been coughing. He's been making me cough as well, even before the show. He's showing me his chest area. He's also rubbing his stomach, and he's putting his hand behind his back like, you know, he would have had a sore back as well. He looks reasonably well-groomed. He's showing me he could have looked a little bit unshelved, like kind of like thrown together with his clothes as well, but he's saying to me he had a good heart and he loved you. Do you know who this spirit is?
Oh, my God, that's got to be Joey. We were supposed to get married, and he had seizures, and he died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's the only person I can think of. Yeah, that's the only person I can think of.
All right, let me give you the messages because I don't have much time, okay? He's saying, okay. Don't be afraid He's always here for you. And he said, and no, you can't trust your friend. This is one he's saying to me that is quite stuck up. He's saying, don't trust them and what they're saying to you. He's also saying, save your money. Don't spend your money on silly little things. All right. And he's saying you don't need them. All right. He's also saying, I've got to get him to speak up a little bit. He's saying, remember that you're enough. And he wants you to make sure that you always remember that you don't need anybody to complete you. You don't need anybody to make you feel whole or full. All right. And he's saying he's always whispering in your ear and giving you encouragement. He stays with you when you're sleeping. And it's like when you wake up and you feel more energized and more vibrant, that's when he's been around you in during the night. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.